All covers to utensils that the covers have a handle. Those covers would not be muktzah, and you can move the covers on Shabbos. And since the covers have a handle, the covers would be considered a kli in its own right, and you would be allowed to move the covers on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Bemezvar Mamurim Bekizah Korf. Rabbi Yosef says, when do we say that if the covers do not have a handle, they would be muktzah? That's only if they're covers for the ground. They're covers for a well that's in the ground, or for a pit that's in the ground. But a cover to a utensil, whether that cover has a handle or not, the cover would be considered a kli, and you can use that cover on Shabbat. The cover would not be muktzah, even though it does not have a handle. Now the Mefarshim explains that both Rabbi Yosi and the Tana Kama agree that a kli that's not attached to the ground, the cover of the kli could be used to cover the kli even if it does not have a handle. If the cover had already been designated for the purpose of covering the kli, it would not be muktzah. And you can use that cover on Shabbat even though it does not have a handle. Now the cover to a pit in the ground, Rabbi Yosi and the Tana Kama would also agree that that cover cannot be used to cover the pit unless the cover has a handle. And if the cover does not have a handle, when you use that cover to cover the pit, it looks like you're building on the ground on Shabbat. So therefore, only if it has a handle could it be used on Shabbat. Once it has a handle, so it's obvious that it's simply a cover, and it doesn't look like you're building on Shabbat when you put the cover on the pit. So what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yosi and the Tana Kama? The machlokas is in the case of a kli that's attached to the ground. That according to the Tana Kama, since the kli is attached to the ground, you cannot cover the kli unless the cover has a handle. If the cover does not have a handle, when you cover the kli, it looks like you're building on Shabbat since the kli is attached to the ground. But once it has a handle, so it's obvious that it's just a cover, and it doesn't look like you're building on Shabbat. While Rabbi Yosi holds, only when you're actually covering a pit in the ground does the cover need to have a handle. If it doesn't have a handle, it looks like you're building. But if you're covering a kli that's attached to the ground, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's not necessary for the cover to have a handle. It is permissible on Shabbat to move 4 or 5 boxes of straw or grain in order to clear space for guests or to clear space for the students so that there will not be a bittul beis hamidrash, so that the rav can give his share and the students will have a place to sit. As normally, to move around boxes on Shabbat is forbidden since it is a tircha. It is a very difficult work to move boxes. However, the rabbi allows to move boxes if we need to clear space for guests or to clear space for the students. You cannot clear an entire storage house of boxes on Shabbat. The reason being is the rabbi were afraid that if you clear out all the boxes from the storage, you might find that the dirt floor is uneven and you might even it out on Shabbat. And that would be a toldo of bona. That's a secondary malacha to building, to even out an uneven floor. So therefore, you're not allowed to remove all the boxes. You have to leave some of the boxes in the storage. Mefaneh truma tahara. You're allowed to move the boxes even if they contain truma that is tahara. And even if the owner of the boxes is a non-kohen, that is forbidden to eat truma. And you might think the truma is muktzah to a non-kohen. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that truma is not muktzah to a non-kohen, and since it's fit to be eaten by a kohen, it would not be muktzah even to a non-kohen. Udamah, you can also move boxes that contain demah. Demah is produce that was obtained from an amar. We have a subject whether the amar took off maisers from the produce. So Rabbanan tells us that you have to take off maiser made suffix. Since we have a suffix, you have to take off maisers yourself. Now, even though demah cannot be eaten without first taking off maisers, it would not be regarded as muktzah, so therefore you can move boxes that contain demah. And since it is permissible to feed demah to aniyim, to poor people, it is not muktzah. Maaser rishon shenitlo trumas, and boxes could be moved that contain maaser rishon that the trumas maaser was taken from. And maaser rishon is given to the levi, but the levi cannot eat the maaser rishon until he first takes off trumas maaser and gives it to the kohen. Now, even though Maaser Rishon that has a Trumas Maaser taken from it certainly is not muktzah, as Maaser Rishon is muktzah even to a non-kohen. But the Mishnah is teaching us that if the Truma Maitha was taken from it, it is not Muksa, even if the Truma Gedola was never taken from it. For example, the Levi took the Maitha Rishon before the grain was threshed, and the Truma Gedola had not yet been taken from it. The regular Truma was not yet taken from the grain. And the din is that L'chatchila, you're supposed to take off the Truma first before giving the Maitha Rishon to the Levi. But Bidi Evan, the Maitha Rishon is given to the Levi before the Truma was taken from the produce. If the grain was not yet threshed, the Truma would not have to be taken from the Maitha Rishon. So therefore, this Maitha Rishon that had the Truma's Maitha taken from it, even though the regular Truma was not taken from it, it would not be Muksa. Maitha Sheni v'Hegdi Shenifti, and you can move boxes on Shabbos that contain Maitha Sheni or Hegdi that have already been redeemed. And since it's redeemed, it is not Muksa. Now, even if you redeemed it by giving only the principal and not the additional fifth, it would not be Muksa. As even though the Chatzchila, when you redeem Maitha Sheni or Hegdi, you have to give the principal plus an additional fifth, if Bidi Evik, you gave only the principal for the redemption and not the Chomesh, that redemption would be a good redemption, and the Maitha Sheni or Hegdi would not be Muksa. V'hatformet hayavesh mipneishu maicholani, and you can move back to Shabbat that contain dry tormes because it is eaten by ani and by poor people. Tormes is a type of vegetable that is very bitter, and people that have money would not eat such a vegetable, but since ani and poor people would eat this vegetable, it is not muksa, and you can move boxes that contain the dry tormes. Avoloa is a teva. You cannot move boxes on Shabbat that contain teva, which is produce that the trumas or maizu was not yet taken from it. Even if the teva is only mirabana, it would be muksa. For example, if the produce was grown in flower pots that do not have a preparation, minatori, you don't have to take off trumas or maizu. But since mirabana, you do have to take off trumas or maizu, it would be muksa. Avoloa maizu rishas for nitla trumasa. So if you can't move boxes on Shabbat that contain Maitha Rishon, that the Truma wasn't taken from it. Now we're not referring to Maitha Rishon that the Truma's Maitha wasn't taken from it, because that would be obvious that it would be Muksa. It's no different than regular Teva. We're referring to Maitha Rishon that was taken by the lady before the regular Truma was taken from the produce. And the produce had already been threshed and piled into piles, so it already reached the time to take out the Truma from the produce. In such a case, if the lady takes the Maitha Rishon before the regular Truma was taken, the lady cannot eat that Maitha Rishon until he takes off the regular Truma from the Maitha Rishon. So you can't move boxes on Shabbos that contain the Maitha Rishon that the regular Truma was not yet taken from. The Lord's Maitha Sheni v'Hegdi Shelo Nifta. And so too you can't move boxes on Shabbos that contain Maitha Sheni or Hegdi that has not been redeemed. Now even if the Maitha Sheni was redeemed, but it was not redeemed in a lawfully correct way, for example, you redeemed it on pieces of silver, but not on stamped coins. That is not a halakhically correct way of redeeming Maitha Sheni, and it would be Muksa. And even if the Hegdish had been redeemed, but it wasn't redeemed halakhically correct, for example, the Hegdish was redeemed on real estate, and that's not the correct way to redeem Hegdish, in such a case, the Hegdish would be Muksa since it was not redeemed in the correct way. Velo es halo, velo achard. So you can't move boxes that contain lo, a type of bean that is not fit to eat. And so too, you can't move boxes that contain mustard. We're talking about green mustard that is unfit to be eaten, even by an animal. So therefore, it is muksa. Rashima Gamliel permits moving boxes on Shabbat that contain loaf, since loaf is fed to ravens. Now, even though regular people do not have ravens in their house, and loaf is not something that will be fed to animals that a normal person will have in the house. However, since wealthy people do have ravens in their house, according to our Shema Gamliel, we regard all Klai Yisrael as if they're B'nai Malachim, as if they're princes. And therefore, we look at it as if a regular person would have ravens in their house. And since loaf is something that will be fed to ravens, it is not Muksa. While the Tana Kama holds, we don't say Klai Yisrael B'nai Malachim. We don't regard all Klai Yisrael as if they're princes. And since a normal person that's not wealthy does not have ravens in their house, and loaf is not something that will be fed to animals that a normal person will have in the house, the loaf is muksa.